Hey, Nora.
Hello, Dad.
So, a bishop, a priest, and a rabbit walk into a bar. What does the rabbit say to the other two?
I don't know.
I think I'm a typo.
It's like rabbi.
Yeah, like rabbi. Get
it?
I
do get it.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about college.
Woohoo! Or should I say,
oh, woo. I like saying that. That's fun.
Welcome back to the Nora and Dad Show. I am, as always, Dad, otherwise known as John, and I'm here with my co-host, Nora, soon to be known as college freshman Nora. How exciting.
So exciting.
So I want to talk about your college choice, which is the theme of today's episode, but let's take a step back for a second, because we left everybody off with a bit of a cliffhanger last time, which was your performance at the high school Rock Off finals. Do you want to give like a 30-second recap of the finals and what happened?
I did not win.
No, you did not win. That was way less. That was way less.
I mean,
that's
what the people want to know.
But you played a great set.
I woke up the morning of and I couldn't speak, so that was a little scary. I had about 16 ounces of throat coat, which is disgusting. And I had lots of cough drops, and then I was able to talk. So it was a rough morning, but I had lots of fun, and I sounded fine.
But you sounded fine on stage. Like, you really couldn't tell that your voice wasn't 100%.
I could tell. Like, I felt
it. Well, the audience couldn't tell, and the 1,000 people singing along to your rendition of You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette couldn't tell
they
either.
Could
so
not.
That was awesome, by the way. I don't know how much of that you could feel from the stage. I'm hoping all of it. But from the crowd, it was pretty freaking cool. So
pretty amazing.
Yeah, so a great set. You didn't win, but that's okay because it's more about the experience than the winning, right?
I agree. Yes.
And you had great feedback from the judges. You met some cool other bands. So, you know, all in all, I'd say a successful experience,
right?
I
agree. It was, I'm glad I did it.
10 out of 10? We'll call it a 10 out of 10. Right on. So, which brings us back to the point we started with, which is you are officially going to be a college student in the fall, which is awesome. The Battling Bishops. Ohio Wesleyan University down in Delaware, Ohio. You will be joining their class of 2028. Did I do my math right? 2028. So let's peel back the curtain a little bit and give everyone some insight into the decision-making process. You ended up applying to how many schools?
Six?
Okay.
No, seven.
Seven. So the schools you applied to were... Oh, okay. The schools you applied to were what?
I have to think. Okay. Cleveland State, Bowling Green, Ohio Wesleyan, BW, Wittenberg. That was my freebie. Otterbein. And I can't remember the last one. Oh,
Denison.
Yes. The one I didn't get into. Denison.
Yeah, which is the one you didn't get into. And you say a freebie because Wittenberg basically like emailed you and said, if you apply, we'll
admit
you. Yeah,
I didn't have to do anything. I just had to submit my application.
check a box on the Common App that says, yes, I will apply here also. So you got to the six of the seven schools you applied to. You pretty quickly narrowed the choice down to cast a couple aside from your decision?
Well, I kind of didn't want to go to a state school. So I just kind of applied to Cleveland State and Bowling Green.
That sounds really snobby, like a state school.
Well, no, it's
too
big.
You're talking more about the size. Yeah, you're talking more about the size than I don't want to go to a state school.
Cleveland State's facilities are really nice. Never visited BG, but Cleveland State was great.
I went to a state school. State schools are awesome.
But I liked, and then I narrowed it down to BW and OU. And well, BW is my top for a really long time. And then...
BW being Baldwin Wallace for those that are not from the area or familiar with the
And then
school.
I got scholarship, like full ride scholarship opportunities to Otterbein and Ohio Wesleyan. I didn't get the one for Otterbein, so that kind of nixed that one. But I got almost a full ride from Ohio Wesleyan, which definitely influenced my decision.
Ohio Wesleyan gave you a, yes, you did very, very nice financial package from Ohio Wesleyan. Although to me, the money was less important than where you would ultimately feel comfortable. So you had it, I think, pretty easily narrowed down to two options, Baldwin Wallace and Ohio Wesleyan. And I will say I was really, as the parent, kind of watching you kind of go through the process and as you were making up your mind, and especially because it's, you thought for a really long time that you wanted to go to Baldwin Wallace, which, full disclosure, is like a mile and a half from our home and would have kept you really close to home, which wouldn't have bothered me at all. It would have been great to have you that close to home. But to watch you go through the decision and make an informed decision and do things that I don't think a lot of kids do when they decide where they're going to invest for the next 4 years, because it's an investment. It's an investment of your time. It's an uprooting of your life. It's an investment of money, whether it's yours or someone else's. To watch you go and really be very proactive in like shadowing classes at both schools and really getting into like what the experience was going to be like at both schools, and then making a super informed decision, I thought was really impressive.
We visited BW three times.
Sure.
And yes, we visited OWU three times, but we'll be visiting a fourth for the Admitted Students Day. But
yes.
Yeah, I sat in on
four
classes at OWU and two classes at BW.
Yeah. So when it came down to it, taking the money out of the equation, right? If we take the scholarship out of the equation, what was it that ultimately, I mean, what were the ultimate deciding factors for saying like, oh, like this is the right choice for me?
I really like how small it is. BW is really small, but OWU's half the size of BW. And I like small class sizes, because I've never been in a class that's more than like 15 people. So that'd be a big jump to go to a school where that's why I didn't think I'd fit in state schools, because I don't know if I'd do well in a class that had 100 people in it. All the professors I talked to are really nice, but I really liked the French teacher that I talked to at Ohio Wesleyan. So I got to sit down in her class and she was lovely and reminded me of my French teachers. The students were really nice, really welcoming. Yeah, the campus was really cute. Seemed more like a college campus, because I also know Berea, I don't know Delaware, so it was new and more exciting.
Well, you've never lived anywhere other than Berea. So like, this is it for you. This is home. It's been home for almost 18 years for you.
And then their Global Scholars program too is really cool. And I'm in that, which is cool. Found that out.
Yeah, we can talk about that. So I'm gonna brag for a second as the parent. So you got into the honors programs at both schools, which is nice because it'll give you some like additional curricular opportunities.
And rooming at situations.
At OWU, it gives you an honors floor in the dorm and maybe the opportunity to live in an honors house in later years. At BW, it would have given you an honors dorm to live in, which is air conditioned, which is nice, where a lot of their dorms
are. I think all of OWU's dorms are air conditioned.
I'm not sure.
Even
about
the
that.
New ones?
The new ones are for sure. Like where you're going to be living, the freshman dorm is certainly
air
conditioned.
Okay, well, that's fine. And then.
And I think the new apartment style dorms they built, that new building that's kind of right when you walk onto the other side of campus where the dorms are, that is, I think that's air conditioned. I'm not sure about the other dorms, but I think the house, like the houses, like the special interest housing, I think those are air conditioned. Okay. So,
well, at least have air conditioning
Air conditioning. So being able to live on an honors floor, I think is nice. And having the, take honors, you know, honors type classes, I think you'll get a lot out of that. But the Global Scholars program was of the kind of the two schools that you had it narrowed down to was a pretty unique opportunity. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, so it's kind of just like an honors program, but just for language and culture. So you can either choose to study on one language and one culture, or you can study multiple. On my application, I talked a lot about French, since I'm going to be a French major and an education major. So you get to basically, if you're in the honors program too, you get to write, like, you combine your theses. So you combine your major with your language, and then you get to travel to a country that has the language or culture that you are studying. So they'll give me money to go to France.
Yeah. So you at some point, but probably your sophomore
student
year
teaching.
Because any later than that, it would
second semester sophomore teaching. Year. I was talking to the French teacher about that. So
you'll be studying abroad, which is really cool.
And we don't have to pay for it.
No, it's funded through the you being in that program. It's the one regret I have from my college years was that I did not do a semester abroad. I was so afraid of leaving campus for a year, and it was kind of FOMO, right? Of mm-hmm. missing out on what was kind of going on with my friends and on campus and all that, that I was like, I just don't want to study abroad. And in hindsight, I definitely should have studied abroad. So I'm really glad that you're going to get to do that.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
And then for your mom and me, we'll get to come visit. So that's even
yes.
better. I mean, if you'll let us come visit. That's so kind of you. Since we're funding the education, that's really nice of you that you'll let us come visit.
I give you permission.
And I promise that even though you're only going to be like an hour and 40-ish minutes away, that we won't just come down like unannounced. We won't surprise
Donovan
you.
Donovan might say have the gluten-free shop.
Oh, they do have the gluten-free.
It's not on campus, but it's off campus.
No, I walked it. It was like somewhere between like a quarter and a half a mile. It's like it was less than a 10-minute walk to get to this glorious little grocery store that is 100% gluten-free, including their on-site gluten-free bakery that makes really good gluten-free pastries that you would not know were gluten-free.
It's very delicious.
Yeah, big fan. Yeah, so your brother, even though he has no way down there without us, might want to surprise you just to go shopping in the gluten-free store. I mean, who knows? So, yeah, so you're feeling good about your
yes,
choice.
I'm going to start doing dorm room shopping and hopefully look for a roommate. I'd like to find a roommate, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess that being a random roommate wouldn't be terrible, because then you just answer questions and then they match you based off of your questions.
If there are any upcoming WU freshmen who are going to be living on the honors floor listening, Nora's looking for a roommate.
It's a very, very small sample.
she's a pretty cool kid, and you could do a lot worse for a roommate as long as you don't mind clothes all over the floor
fish.
In your room. Oh, and a fish. Oh,
I got a new fish.
You got a new
His
fish.
His name's Otto.
Welcome. Welcome, Otto,
from
the beta
movie
fish, to the family.
That made me cry on the way to Portugal.
Oh, a man named Otto, which was, I was sobbing on the
too.
Flight. Yeah, it was brutal.
Great movie, though.
It was. Tom Hanks was great. I love Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks can do no wrong. Everything he does is great, and he was great in that movie. But it's just, it's very, very, very sad. And there's nothing like, when I did jury duty back in the day, and I'm going back a lot of years, it was right after Zoe passed away, and I decided to bring Marley and me on jury duty with me
that?
To read, and I bawled my eyes out in the jury holding room on the fourth floor of the Justice Center in downtown Cleveland. I just bawled my eyes out. It was just brutal. Yeah, I don't know why I did that, but it's a great book, but really, really sad. And A Man Called Otto. I read the book too. Great book, great movie. But
I'll bring that
yeah,
to on vacation.
It's dead. It's in the study,
really?
I think. On one of the bookshelves. Yeah,
right
it should
now.
Be.
I'll read it over the summer.
You are a lame duck senior. You have plenty of time to
no,
read.
No, because I have to read
to.
For other classes.
Oh, they don't matter
yes,
anymore.
Yes, they do.
All right, maybe we shouldn't tell people that your maybe I shouldn't tell you that your classes don't matter. They matter. Finish
I
strong.
I only have one class that doesn't matter. The rest of them matter.
And which
I'm
class
not
might that
dropping.
Be?
You
You're
know
not
which
name dropping?
One it is.
Does it rhyme with
yes,
Shinkan?
It does.
Okay. I mean, it matters too. You're just not having a great experience.
Well, I'm not taking the exam, so it actually doesn't matter.
Oh no, it doesn't matter because you're right. You're not taking the AP exam. You just got to ride it out till the end of the year.
I have one more test left. I'm done with that class.
It didn't convince you to be an econ major in college?
No.
No.
I don't understand why we can't just print more money. Well, I do. I do kind of, but
yeah, you can't print more money. That devalues
know,
the money we have.
Inflation and yeah.
Yes, it's really, that's really, so you learned something.
I know inflation and unemployment really well. That unit made a lot of sense.
Okay.
But I know supply and demand really well. Okay. Anything that has the graphs makes sense. I'm really good on the free response questions because those are just graphs. With the multiple choice, it's just like a guessing game. Like, what pretty shape can I make with the multiple choice bubbles?
Oh, no. All right. Well, we'll, it's almost over. You have what, one test left?
And then review.
Yeah. And then you can write it out. That's my fault. I told you to take econ. I thought you would like it.
Yeah. All my friends are really upset and take psych.
You could have taken
psych. Well, then I would have had to take a math. I wouldn't be able to take choir.
So you don't have, so you won't have to take econ in college then?
I don't think I would have had to take it in the first place.
No, probably not. I don't think it's a bad thing to know like how the economy works, but I don't think you're going to come out of your class knowing how the economy works. So it's kind of a wasted opportunity.
I have a basic understanding. I don't have an AP understanding, but I have a basic understanding.
There's a thing called money, and money buys things.
But there's also money. Oh, I don't remember what it's called. It's either commodity money or fiat money. I think it's fiat money. Let me Google. But it's like when money isn't actually money.
Let you Google. Okay.
I got this wrong on the test. Oh, yeah, I was wrong. Commodity money is the one that was like in prison, like cigarettes, because it's not like actual money. It's just like,
okay.
It has the same value as money.
Got it. Okay. So, yeah, so we got to start shopping for dorm stuff.
Yeah.
You'll be headed down.
Not too far.
There is IKEA, not too far. A couple of events coming up. We'll be going to like a reception for Northeast Ohio admitted students next weekend. And you'll be headed down to Delaware with your mom to Admitted Students Day, I think the week after that. And so you'll be on the hunt for a roommate. Try not to look crazy.
I won't.
Hi, do you like fish? I have a fish. Do you want to live in a box with me for 9 months?
My fish is so lovely. He's so cute.
He's a very pretty fish.
He's really tiny because he's a baby. And
we like Otto, the kind of bluish, reddish, purplish baby.
And he likes taking naps on his hammock. And he looks like he's dead when he takes naps.
It's a little scary since we just buried a fish. Or more accurately, flushed a fish. Yeah, we flushed a fish. Yeah, so it's a little scary when you come down and he's laying on his side on top of that leaf hammock. So
it's okay.
It kind of freaked me out. That's okay. Any other thoughts on your choice of college?
Go Bishops.
Yeah, you will be a battling bishop.
Yes.
The fiercest mascot in the land.
At least they have nice colors.
Everyone fears a bishop. Yeah. Like red and black.
Red and black.
Right? Crimson and black. Red and black. Yeah. So not bad colors. The fierce bishop, the battling bishop mascot. We sampled the food in the dining hall when we were down there visiting a couple weeks ago. Not
Everyone
bad,
said
right?
It was awful. And then it was fine. Well, okay. I don't trust the sushi bar, but I wouldn't trust a sushi bar at any college.
So
and I also, the here, pasta was the a little weird.
So here's the deal. When I went to college, the food was so bad that we used to joke that there was the woman that worked in the dining hall who served the food on the food line. She only had three fingers on one hand. And we used to joke that we knew where the other two fingers went. That's how bad the food was. I know. So I think you guys meeting like your generation has grossly unrealistic expectations of what dorm food and dorm life is supposed to be. There is nothing glamorous about living in a dorm or about eating dormitory food.
Fine.
It's not. It's no, I'm saying so. I thought the food
there
was fine.
Ice cream. There was gelato.
We didn't have gelato. I think we were lucky if we got the little cups with the like the pre-made like Dixie cups of ice cream.
They had like the Chipotle lemonade, whatever that brand is. The drinks were good. They had a smoothie bar.
That's what I'm saying.
It was fine.
You guys are living the high life. I think you will be just fine. With the food, the dorm has a kitchen. And a really nice kitchen.
And there's like a bunch of restaurants around Delaware.
Well, we're not going to go crazy spending money on
restaurants.
But
a lot of them take dining dollars.
Okay.
So.
Sure. Okay.
So I was told, you were told on the tour.
Yeah. But I mean, the dorm is brand new. It opened like, it's like the dorm itself was like 3 or 4 years old. Everything in it's like brand spanking new. So you will live in luxury
compared to the
squalor I lived in when I was in college, at least for the first year. All right. So go Battling Bishops. I'm really proud of you. I think you made a really mature, very grown-up choice about what is best for you and your education when you were down there for Scholars Day back in whatever it was, January? When were we down there? February? January, February, 28th. Whenever it was. January 28th when we did Scholars Day for the scholarship competition and we toured. Before we went down there, I thought you were going to be Baldwin Wallace all the way. When we left OWU, I had a pretty strong feeling that you were going to end up at OWU, and I was really comfortable with that decision because if that was the decision you made, because I think ultimately just knowing you and kind of what you're looking for in an education, I think that is ultimately the best choice for you. But I would have supported you whatever your choice was, but I'm really proud of you for making what is going to be and what is like a really grown-up choice to move away from home and kind of step out of your comfort zone because you think it's what's going to be the best for you. So I'm really proud
Thanks.
Of you.
Thanks. I'm excited.
Yeah. You should be excited. I was, you know, you and I were down there when you were visiting to sit in on the French class and a choir rehearsal. That's the day that you committed. And just to see the big smile on your face and to see how happy you were, it made me feel good. So
the French class was awesome. It was so cool. I can't wait to tell Dr. Wagner about it.
Oh, that's right. Because that was over spring break.
French class tomorrow. You know what I'm doing. So like, guess what?
You're sharing all about... well, Nora, all good things for you from here on out. All right. If people want to find you on the interwebs, where should they go?
Nora Marie Music.
Lots of gigs coming up between now and when you leave for college.
A roommate, then Norm Lamau.
Norm, all right. Is that linked somewhere in the show notes? I'll put that in the show notes for future roommates.
It's also in my bio, Nora Marie, so it's fine.
Oh, well, there you go. Nora Marie Music. You can find me at John Hyman everywhere. You know where to find the podcast because you're listening. Should I play out with some music from the Rock Off Finals?
Sure.
Uncle Dave back in Philly very kindly bootleg recorded the live stream video from the Rock Off Finals. I don't know if we should say that, but I don't think so. So we have some really great video that rests on your YouTube page and some pristine soundboard audio of your set. So what song? We've already played Boys Like You. Should we do Potential Spam?
Sure.
All right, we will play out with another Nora Marie original banger, Potential Spam. We will see everyone back in a couple weeks. Love you, Nora.
Love you too.
It's definitely not the purpose. Not exactly what I was going for. Thought you'd do whatever you would like to. Not quite sure, I was expecting more. I don't know why I thought I could get it through your head, but one thing's for certain, I won't be doing that again. You know, at least I can say that I tried. Cause honestly, you're just never satisfied. That I'm just trying not to disappoint. And whether or not that even matters to you, well, it'll change the way I fall asleep tonight. I could get it through your head, but one thing's for certain, I won't be doing that again. You know, at least I can say that I tried, 'cause honestly, you're just never satisfied with me. Another potential spam call to you, filled with useless information that you'll probably never need. Hope you know you aren't useless.